my mental attitude improves my emotions, my skills, and my physical world. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. My positive mental attitudes improve my emotions, my skills, and my physical world. I have power over who and what I am. When I have positive mental attitudes, I can take charge of any circumstance in my life, whether it's emotional, whether it's a skill, or whether it's a physical experience. It doesn't make any difference. My positive mental attitude is that which takes full power over everything. Now, do I want to do that? Do I really want to be in charge of my emotions, my skills, and my physical world? And the answer is no. The answer is, I know when I have a negative mental attitude, it's going to bring a negative mental result, and yet I persist in having that negative mental attitude. I know when I tell myself, I'm not good enough yet, I'm just beginning with my skills, that my skills will improve slowly. I know that when I say my physical world is taking charge of me and giving me a bad note, then that's what I'm giving to it. And I also know that when I speak wisely and well of my emotions, and I say to my emotions that this is what I really want, this is what I really believe, this is what I really am, then my emotions will flow right into the picture of what it is that's important to me. So, if I say, I like me, then my emotions will feed everything into the I like me circuit. And I will be happy about myself, and I'll be happy about my world, I'll be happy about all of the creation that I have about me, and I will be delighted. I'll be a nice person to be with. Whereas if I do not have a mental attitude that's positive, then I will not be a nice person to be with. That's just the way it is. Now, we can say about our skills, too. Can you play the piano? Can you drive a truck? Can you drive a tractor? Can you use a skill saw? Can you use your dishmaster? Can you use a computer? Do you have any skills at all? What are your skills? And every time I say to myself, I'm just learning. You know, in German they say, Sprechen Sie Deutsch? And you say, Nein, ich lerne. I'm learning. I'm learning. Making an excuse for not speaking well. Now, if you give yourself an excuse for not speaking well, you can be sure that you'll continue not speaking well as long as you are learning. And once you have learned German and you speak German well, you no longer say, Ich lerne. Ich weiß. You will say that you know, and this is what it's all about. Now, are you ready to be master of yourself in every skill that you have? Are you ready to show yourself that you can do anything you want to do? I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. Are you ready for that? If you are, then the skill is there. You're not creating the skill out of nothing. The skill already exists. You are merely taking it on and enjoying it. You are not creating the skill to do anything. You're not creating the skill to be an architect. You're not creating the skill to be a musician. You're not creating the skill to be a parent. You're not creating the skill to be a teacher or anything else. What you are doing is you're merely taking on the virtues of that skill that already exists. So therefore, when you say, I am an exquisite musician, people may laugh at you, so you don't say it out loud. You just say it to yourself, because you're encouraging your inner beingness, your inner genius, to shine forth with the fact that you are an exquisite pianist. And I'm an exquisite pianist. You just think this, and you let it go, and you work on it, you practice on it, and in a very short time, you gain it. In a very short time, you achieve it. It's really fantastic. It's really fantastic. You achieve skills by not even doing them, merely by saying, I have the skill. Now, if you don't believe that, then all of this mental hocus pocus doesn't mean anything. If you believe it, then the mental ideas and concepts are valid and worthy of being tried by you and by me and by the world. But it's something you have to realize. The skill already exists. You are merely putting it on. The coat already exists in the store. And you go there and you try on different coats to find one that pleases you. You know your size. Your size is 42. And so you take a 42 coat. You want a 42 long, 42 short, whatever. And you take that coat. But every styling, every coat, every design doesn't appeal to you. And you try on different ones and different, and then all of a sudden there's one that you hadn't even thought of trying on because it looked a little strange, and it fits you like a glove. And you think to yourself, wonderful. And it was there all the time, just waiting for you to be aware it was there all the time and for you to come in and pick it up. Now, if you don't go in and buy it, if you don't go in and pick it up, even though it fits you just like a glove, even though you'll be very happy with it, it's not yours. You cannot have it unless you claim it and you exercise putting it in motion for yourself. It's a wonderful thing. Now, our physical world is filled with opportunities to experience happiness and joy. Our physical world is filled with money, filled with houses, filled with things, filled with all sorts of physical things, even relationships. And we can enjoy those relationships, we can enjoy those experiences if we want to. But if we don't want to, then they're still there, but we don't enjoy them. They're still there, but we don't enjoy them. Now, are you smart enough to say, I am? Or are you wishful thinking, saying, I wish I am? And this is what we do. We wish for the very things that are already there waiting for us to enjoy. Now, are you ready for that? Are you ready to experience what is already there for you to enjoy? Well, if you are, then affirmations are positive. My positive mental attitude improves my emotions, my skills, and my physical world. My positive mental attitude. Here's a new knife for you, you say to a young man. And he says, wow, great. Oh, that's more than I ever expected. I can't take that from you. That's too valuable. That's too good. That's too wonderful. Well, the kid doesn't get it. Another kid comes along, and the person says, here, would you like this knife? Oh, my gosh, yes, thank you. It's yours to give, right? Yeah? Oh, yeah, it's mine to give. Thank you, thank you. And he goes away. He doesn't think he's not worthy of it. And, of course, whenever we think we're not worthy of it, we don't get it. And how often do we think we're not worthy of it? My goodness sakes. We do that far, far too often. So, my positive mental attitude improves my emotions, improves my skills, and improves my physical world. So I say to you, as I say to me, go for it. It is done. I love you. I love you. I love you.